RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason Jones having fun on the internet as he always does.
That there stupid is no, hat.
There is no better friend to have.
Well, at least you didn't wear a hat.
There's no better friend to have than Jason Jones, because he will make sure you see every meme, reel, tweet, whatever. You're not going to miss anything inappropriate when you have a friend like Jason Jones. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful Jason was free to do our show today and wasn't booked to do anyone else's. It's fine. Everything's fine. What's up, Jay?
Not much. I've been working hard. You know, I got to keep playing this NBA 2K26 for this story I'm writing about, you know, whatever. So, I mean, it's been a grind. You know, I was up real late, you know, in the career mode, man, you know.
Tough job, man. Tough job.
Sometimes I'm like, can I get a break? Like, how many more video games do I have to play?
What's the story with that? What's the angle with that? Like, is it some new features or something like that, or you just get to test it out in general?
I mean, I think the gameplay is a little smoother. Right now I'm playing on a club team, and like I'm playing in Barcelona.
Damn.
Because my agent, because now in high school you have an agent. My agent said college wasn't the way to go. They sent me to Europe. But now I'm a high school kid playing against grown men.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, man. That is
so
fire.
I'm like playing against all these grown men. I'm about to be like just out of high school. So yeah, it's funny, you know, you got the little mode where you can put the men and the women on the same team. So I like had Skylar Diggins playing with like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and yeah, I'm having fun with the game.
That the 2K became so difficult to play. I've kind of fallen back in the last year or two. Like, it's just, you got to get the right shot. They got, like, it's amazing what they have there as far as, like, the moves and the realistic stuff. Mm-hmm. But to be able to execute it is just, I can't.
It's gotten better, I think, the last couple of years. I mean, there was a period I was like, I don't want to play the game. It's so hard. It's like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it just wasn't like you couldn't play defense because like the defenders just like really didn't do anything. You know, like I used Oklahoma City so I could try, you know, Alex Caruso's defense. They let Alex Caruso harass people and like lean in people, and I'm like, this is very realistic because some guys get to mug people on defense.
Yeah, they got it down pat.
Yeah, I'm like, the old game, this would have been a foul. And now it's like, oh, you just got to play through contact.
Jay's life is tough. He gets to play video games and watch all of the sports movies and documentaries before anybody else.
And get shoes.
And well, could choose.
I mean, hey, someone's got to test these products.
That's it.
Someone has to, you know, watch stuff about Jerry Jones and then watch Jerry Jones act it out in 2025. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it, you know?
So you wrote extensively about Jerry and the Cowboys doc and all of that, and then you watch it play out. We have a theory that he referenced Herschel Walker in that press conference. We have a theory that he watched that documentary and was like, God damn it, I need to be that guy again. And that's how Michael Parsons wound up on the Green Bay Packers.
I got to do something. Wow. Remember what I did 30 years ago? We're going to do that again. Bye, Michael Parsons.
Mm. Terrible.
I mean, yeah, that was... Yeah, like I said, you know, I can relate to Cowboys fans. I remember when Khalil Mack wanted to get paid, and John Gruden said, "Go play in Chicago and get paid."
Mm-hmm. It worked out great for John.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they drafted that safety who couldn't cover people, which was outstanding. A free safety who had no use in pass coverage. That was one of the all time great John Gruden draft picks. He's a thumper. I'm like, well, put him at linebacker because this is dumb.
The killer with that one is the difference for them and the Cowboys situation was you could have paid Khalil Mack. It wasn't like, oh, we'll be in cap hell or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the story was they didn't have the actual like cash the way they would now if they were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But still, you make it happen. And you know Jerry's got the money. Jerry, that's the best part about it. Like a day later, they give the extension to the corner.
The idea that you had to fork over a $130 million check to Khalil Mack on the spot is hilarious.
I was just like, come on, man.
John didn't like Khalil Mack, and he didn't like all of the players that your former general manager had drafted, and he was going to get rid of them.
He didn't like all these cultural players. He didn't like, you know, Marquette King and, you know, these guys who talked back. Mm. You know, I mean, there's words for people like that, but hey. No. Call them control freaks. He had to be in control.
Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amongst other things. Are you excited for the season to get underway on Thursday, or is it just kind of like, whatever?
I guess.
By the way, but before you answer that, I just wanted to set the scene for the people who are listening. Jason Jones is wearing a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I just felt like that was an important thing to point out for those who might be listening on the radio.
Cornholio.
I didn't even know that they still had Beavis and Butthead t-shirts, but Jason Jones has got them on.
If they have them, he's going to find them.
I'm going to find my degenerate stuff.
There you go. Okay.
Or as one of my kids said, is that the cartoon I'm not supposed to watch?
Right.
I'm like, would you just hush and be quiet? Don't tell your mom. Jeez.
There it is.
Have you seen it recently?
I've watched a couple of the new ones.
Is it? Well, you know, not even the new ones. Just like when it was like, you know, a rewind type. Was it as bad as we remember?
It's literally on TV right now.
Is it as bad as we remember? Or was it like at the time?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can't believe I was watching. Well, actually, I can. I was watching Dolomite in elementary school. So, I mean, I have a childhood of just full of things I wasn't supposed to be doing at the age I was at. It was completely, you know, I had like Eddie Murphy Raw memorized, and I was like 9. Had no idea what half the stuff I knew the whole, I watched that VHS tape on repeat until I knew the whole thing. And I'm pretty sure that third graders probably shouldn't have been doing that, but it wasn't the worst thing I was seeing growing up. So hey.
I've listened to Delirious back in like the last recent years. And it's like, whoa, man, this is tough.
That's why I was laughing at. What's her name? What was the singer talking about? She was watching Martin and how it made her feel. I was like, don't watch stand-up comedy from the 80s.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, there were no rules in comedy.
Like, none.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, you say whatever to get the laugh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, Eddie Murphy could never perform those either one of those shows again all the way through. Like there'd like be major chunks he'd have to take out.
Oh yeah, like a politically correct version of Delirious would probably be about 20 minutes, 25
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, it'd be pointless. Like a cleaned up Eddie Murphy Raw would be like, yeah, there's a whole portion in the a whole portion you just can't use anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. And it sounds different. So back to the NFL. The question was, are you hyped for the beginning of the season or is it just another day of business for you?
I think it's going to be cool. I mean, you know, hey, it's, you know, it is what it is. I just realized I have a doggone one of my buddies, they scheduled a doggone conference, a Zoom call Thursday. I need to go call someone about that. I'm a little irritated now that I think about it. But, you know, you can always put the call on mute. I hope they're not listening when they heard me say that. Yeah, I mean, I always like, you know, I'm always looking forward to the, you know, start of the football season. You know, preseason's done, thankfully. You know, college mm-hmm. football's going on. Cal's got a quarterback, you know.
Hey, man, Cal was balling.
My only fear is that he's so good. Is like, should I just enjoy this season?
Cal was balling, beat up on Oregon State the other day. Had the coach, QB yelling at the coach.
You got to do something, man. But yeah, so yeah, I love football season. So I'm looking forward to all, you know, everything, you know, the whole, you know, what the Eagles do. Mm-hmm. You know, can the Cowboys stop the run now that they finally got rid of that cancer, Micah Parsons, you know, who was ruining. Clearly, it was his fault, only his fault alone. You know, there's a whole lot to, I mean, you know, a whole lot to look forward to. I think the Raiders will be better. You know, I think there'll probably be some teams as usual who don't play as well. My favorite discussion is always, well, who has the hardest or easiest schedule? It's like, you really don't know whose schedule is hard until you get into the season, because it might look really easy until a bunch of those quote unquote easy teams start playing really well. Mm. Or it might like a real hard schedule until you get to you realize that team that was like 14-3 last year had a bunch of injuries
mm-hmm.
and now they're like a 6-win team. So it's all going to be fun.
And the other thing that I love when people talk about what's, and I do it, I'm not saying it like I don't do it, but when they're like, oh, man, this team, they're going to be better than they were last year because they had 7 one-score games. Like, there's like 25 new players on each roster.
Right.
They don't really relate. Sometimes they do. Sometimes you can see carryover from maybe young teams and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But generally, like, it's a new roster for the most part and new coaching staff in some instances, and
you see that a lot with college football. You don't know what you're going to get. Oh, it's completely.
Well, that happens week to week now. Like, I don't know who's starting at quarterback today.
Yeah, I'm like, now these coaches are playing these quarterbacks probably before they're ready because they don't want to lose them. So it's just, yeah, you got a college team with 60, 70 new guys. Like, we've got 45 transfers. I'm like, I don't know how a coach puts that together and, you know, the best of luck.
Teams are going to start having one quarterback on their roster. Well, why, coach? Well, it was NIL deal. If we sign another one, this one might leave.
We got one quarterback
on the roster.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time.
Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, there's got to be, 300 starting quarterbacks in Division I?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a backup. I'm leaving. I'll leave during camp.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is
– game is different.
Are you a big college football guy? Like, do you get hyped up for the start of college football season?
I'm kind of depends. I mean, for me, college football is real. I'm in favor of what Chip Kelly said. I think they got to redo college football and basically create like a tier system where you've got like your Texases and Alabama. Like, they're like the path to the championship tier. Then you got another tier, and then we just go back to all the old conferences for the other sports. Because I have no interest in Cal playing Wake Forest in softball.
Mm.
I just don't have any interest in that. You know, it sounds cool. Oh, we get to play Duke in North Carolina. Till you realize that it's not like I can just drive to Chapel Hill and watch them play. Mm. So, I mean, I just, you know, I miss Cal, UCLA, USC in basketball. I miss all that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, if you want to just, you know, and then what you got now, the way that all the transfers are going, like, UCLA did all that to get blown out by Utah. Hmm. You know, they're going to, you know, people won't think Arch Manning is now the worst. I mean, I love the overreaction from the first game. Arch Manning is now undeserving of everything in life because he had a bad game. It's beautiful. I mean, there's no overreaction quite like football overreaction.
Absolutely not. And the first week of college football is hilarious because it was the, you know, talking about the preseason rankings earlier, Texas goes from 1 to like 7. All of the, you know, Ohio State jumps to 1 from 3. And it's, yeah, Arch, I don't know. He's got a long way to go. Yeah, he does. That was the first game of the season. Yes, he does have a long way to go.
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, it's the overreaction stuff is just great. Oh, they look terrible today. Okay, yeah, it was literally still August. Mm. You know, let's give this thing a little more time. You know, let's see how everything plays. That's the way the playoff is. It's not like back in the day where if Texas loses that game, they basically can't lose again.
Right. Yeah, right.
They can lose two more times, you know, and still end up in the playoff.
Yeah, that was the thing about this weekend. It did feel a little different. Like LSU and Clemson, all of those different, you know, Texas. It's like, it's different now.
It
like
is.
Texas is going to be just fine. Like Jason said.
Like, it's not like, oh my God, you know, Clemson lost. What are they going to do? Mm-hmm. Because you lost that game and you lost it at home, and now you're going to get, you know, yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, you lost the game. It'll be, you know,
you'll be,
you know,
fine.
As long as you don't, you know, unless you're an Alabama fan, apparently their season is over.
Alabama had a bad weekend.
Apparently, if you're an Alabama fan, it's all over now.
They had a bad weekend. The thing, the give and take with that, though, is I think you'll end up seeing more week ones like we saw, where we had, what, three games with top 10 teams going up against each other? Mm-hmm. Maybe even four.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, because,
you know, you can afford lose. It. Yeah, yeah, you can afford it, as opposed to, you know, Alabama, bad example,
and
after they're losing.
And you'll play Tulane in week two. Right. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Alabama yeah, not playing yeah. an SEC team for 5 weeks and playing William and Mary for.
Yeah, I think Texas and Ohio State are both better off having had that measuring stick week one and knowing what they got to work on. I think, you know, all those schools are better off, especially if you look at most of them outside of what Carson Beck, a lot of them are playing inexperienced quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, I mean, that's a hell of a way to start the season in Columbus against that defense. I mean, I just, hey, you know, you got a playoff. It's no longer the whole you lost one game in August, therefore you've been eliminated from national title contention. So I like that. I do like that part of it, that it doesn't feel like if your team loses, well, my school, we ain't going to win nothing like that. But, you know, if you're one of those schools, it doesn't feel like one loss ends your season.
You know, it's kind of lost in the Ohio State win, and maybe because of Arch Manning being the focus. Texas was terrific. Like, I thought, yeah, Texas was real. Like, that was a fist fight for most of that game.
I didn't like them offensively.
I understand that.
But just,
yeah,
like, the approach. Like, I pushed the ball down the field a little bit. When it felt conservative.
They looked constantly nervous. On the offensive end, and whether that came down from the coaches, whether it was Arch, whether it was just the offense collectively, the defense was the exact opposite. They feared nothing and no one that entire game.
I think someone said they think offensively, they think part of it was Texas lost all their speed in the draft. These receivers can't stretch the field the same way. I'm like, I mean, Sark didn't get in the portal and steal someone's fast receiver? It's not stealing, you know, but hey. You know, but it could be worse. It could be North Carolina. So, hey.
Well.
So, how do we feel about that? Because I told Kenny, I chuckled a little bit. Like, he got his ass whooped. Like,
they weren't a good team last year, right?
No.
So, I mean, team that wasn't good still isn't good.
Well, they got in the portal, too, though. I think they got, like, 50 new players.
They had one of them Sac State transfer things.
Yeah. Didn't go good for either team.
Well.
But as somebody once told me, sometimes there's a reason why a guy is in the portal.
Well, there's also – well, but, man, to have, like, you know, we mentioned Sac State. They got it handed to them. Like, that is 70 players. Yeah. 70
that's
new players.
That's an entire new team that's only been together probably since, like, March or April.
Right. In North Carolina, dealing with the same thing. And I know, like, football is football, but it's not. Like, Coach Belichick is entering something very, very different to what he's used to.
Yeah, and it's not like he walked into, like, you know, a team that was like 10-3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, you're trying to put that many people together, and it's not like they've, you know, it's not like even like at the high school level where even if it's a new team, at least they all play JV together or something. I know we're kind of crazy, you know, but these, you got a guy from Rice, a guy from, like, you know, I don't know, Bowling Green, a guy from over here. You just throw it all together and see what happens. I mean, that's not easy.
Right. Plus,
and if you look at the teams that are good, most of them have a good core of guys who have been together. They have a lot of money, like at Ohio State, and they pick and choose in the portal who they need to add. Like, oh, we need a left tackle. Let's go ahead and get someone's left tackle, as opposed to we need four offensive linemen, three defensive linemen, you know, and an entire secondary.
Well, plus, you talk about, like, these guys having no opportunity to play with each other in a game setting. Like, you can practice in training camp all you want. The games are different. Mm-hmm. It's just a different flow, a different energy, all that. And the teams like a, and I know there's a difference here too, but like a Sac State or North Carolina, they don't get the five stars that Ohio State and Texas, like they can still have struggles, but at the end of the day, they've got the talent to kind of gloss over some of the struggles and the cohesion issues they have. When you're talking about, like I said, North Carolina, Sac State, if you guys aren't gelling, you don't have the talent to just run over teams while you figure it out. And I think we saw that in those two situations.
And you kind of come in with, you know, whether fair or unfair, with some hype. And that first team you're playing is saying, you ain't going to be on us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen a Sonny Dykes team play defense like that. What is going on? I mean, you know, when you got all that hype around you, too, like, they didn't want to lose to Bill Belichick in his first college game at North Carolina. Hmm. You know, I mean, whoever sacks, you know, South Dakota State, they weren't trying to go out there and lose to this team they've been reading about, and this is supposed to be the new wave of it. They weren't trying to go out like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got that. You got new people, in both cases, new coaching staffs. So not just playing together, they haven't coached together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know how your coordinators work. You know, doing it in the scrimmage in the spring is not the same, because you know what everybody's running.
Right.
I feel like,
you know, it's different when you get into a real game against someone who has spent, people forget too, the entire summer preparing for just you.
I feel like we're really used to this happening in college basketball, because of one and dones. We see roster turnover really quickly, even before the transfer portal and all of this different stuff. It's a little bit new to see it in college football. Mm-hmm. Because in college football, you're generally there on the field 2 to 3 years. Like, you have a chance to see guys grow and kind of get accustomed with each other, play a certain way. But now the transfer portal, coaches essentially wiping out rosters and starting all over again. That's something that feels a little bit newer on the football side.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there always been transfers, but, you know, coaches would always come in and say, I got to get my guys here. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see somebody come in and somebody bringing 30 freshmen and 40 transfers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I did, and that time together, especially in football, probably more than any other sport, matters, because even with basketball, even if all the guys, you get like 7, 8 new guys, even if there's no coach, those guys can still go play basketball together in the off season. The only way to simulate that is to actually go play. And we know what practices and everything now. No one's going to be tackling, going, you know, full, you know, all out tackling to the turf, you know, in the summertime. So, yeah, it's, you know, you're going to get some really weird results, I think, you know, the first couple of weeks of college football. You know, it's kind of, I kind of like it to the NBA, where sometimes those teams that weren't good, but they bring the entire team back, get off to a hot start because they've been like so amped up to show what they can do. While the other teams are maybe figuring stuff out, so everyone says, wait till about Christmas. You know, I think, you know, by the end of September, we'll have a good, pretty good idea of who's good in college football and who's not. You know, and I'm going to enjoy this Cal football quarterback situation for as long as I can, because, you know, everyone, they're saying all the right things, but I was like, that dude is so good. Why would he stay at Cal?
That young boy was balling.
I'm having I thought Mendoza was never going to leave. Wasn't going to leave. I'm like, can't get really, you know, you can't really blame the kids at all. In my opinion, you can't really blame them, because for decades, the coaches left whenever they felt like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it still sucks when you lose like 4 running backs in a day.
That's not good at all. So I just want to be clear. It's not normal. Not everybody can jump into big time college football and beat TCU. Like, you actually kind of got to be good to do that. New players, all that. Shout out Coach Prime. Yeah, shout out Coach Prime. Although my boy took a loss on Friday. Damn, Georgia Tech got him.
Yeah, man. It's life is different. Mm. You ain't got that Heisman guy, you know, that, you know, he had a unicorn in the sense that he had a guy who was a top 5 pick at 2 positions.
Mm.
I mean,
turns out losing that player is a problem.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, Travis Hunter was really good at you know, and they had a, what they had, I think three or four. I know they had a guy, one of my frat brothers, who made the 53 with the Jags as a D lineman. BJ Green. They had you know, another guy. Didn't Jimmy Horn make the
Panthers?
The Panthers.
Yeah, he balling too.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Well, in preseason.
Yeah, so I mean, they lost some talent, you know. Still kind of, they were still barely above 500, which is a whole different story. But hey, no, they lost some players. And aren't they going with the freshman at quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't care how good he is, he's still a freshman.
Yeah.
Unless you play for Cal, that's clearly the greatest freshman quarterback.
Obviously.
Not even close.
You think Travis, how much you think Travis plays on Sunday? He's going to play some on both sides of the field, right? Yeah. But he's not going to play.
I don't think he's going to play every down.
But he's not going to play like 80% of the snaps.
Crazy. He's not about. I don't know, but my guess would be you probably play him more on defense and use him. The kind of the model has always been with guys like that. You play offense a little less.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have, you know, Thomas is a good wide receiver they already have. But, you know, sure, I'm pretty sure Trevor Lawrence is like, man, no, I need you over here because I'm trying to keep my job. So, I mean, I just don't – yeah, I think he'll play a lot. I just don't think – you won't see what Deion did with him. He can't survive that way.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, he's not a big guy as it is, and you can't have him playing 110, 115 NFL snaps.
But Deion, when Deion was an NFL player, he would just have, like, occasional offensive possessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it sounds like he wants more than that.
It sounds like he might be their second best wide receiver too. So it's like that's what I'm saying. If you're Trevor Lawrence, you want more than a Travis Hunter package. You want, you know, some series with Travis Hunter. But if you're the defensive coordinator, you're like, this is a shutdown corner. I don't want to, you know, I don't want him taking plays off, you know, on defense. So I think, to me, what would make sense would be you play more defense than offense, but he's clearly going to play both.
Yeah, I think he's going to play a little bit more than we expect. I think he's going to get a lot of run on the offensive end. I think he's going to be full-time as a DB, and I think he's going to be on that offense a lot more than maybe we all think.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get a return on that investment. How much are they paying Trevor Lawrence? Like a grip.
Well, look, how much did they give up to get Travis Hunter? They gave up a boatload to get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, you know, I think what you gave up for him and, you know, what you've already invested in, you know, they've drafted running back after running back. They got, you know, they got one legit receiver they know for sure, you know, and Thomas. Mm. They got to get that offense going. So I think, you know,
you're going to see him a lot. If the depth chart means anything, Travis Hunter is listed as a starting wide receiver. He's listed as a second on the depth chart on the cornerback position. Mm. So again, that this was the depth chart that Jacksonville put out for week one. Mm. It could be the opposite of everything we were just talking about, and they see him, as Jason was pointing out, a weapon for Trevor Lawrence. Mm. And we'll use him on the defensive end when we can. Or
you can play three and four corners. I mean, you know, I think he's talented enough as a corner. He can play slot. You know, you can, you know. But, yeah, that offense, I mean, if you're talking about both sides, I think the offense may need him more than the defense. And like I said, you put all this money into Trevor Lawrence. You drafted another receiver last year. You've used high picks on running backs the last few years. You know, they haven't done anything, though, since they since the Chargers came from ahead and lost that playoff game. Mm-hmm. They've got, you know, you can't, you know, you've got a number one pick at quarterback. You've got to do something to, you know, either he does something or he gets off the pot. You know, you can't keep paying that guy that much money to be picking in the top 10 every year.
Yeah. And, well, look, and I'll say this about Travis Hunter. I completely understand college is different than the NFL. You're talking about these grown men in the NFL. But he did play all the snaps in college. We hadn't even seen that before. Like, we hadn't even seen in college a guy play all the snaps. It's not like he's in the trenches. He's kind of out on the perimeter. So the thought is you're not getting beat up every time. I think he might be able to do it.
It's like Charles Woodson told me. He said, difference is, he said when he did it at Michigan, he just had like packages on offense. Mm-hmm. Then he returned kicks and punts or whatever. You know, he was like, no, Travis plays offense. Like, he's their number one receiver.
Yeah.
And then he's their number one corner. So, like I said, I think you got to get him out there with Trevor Lawrence as much as possible. Just because if between Thomas and Travis and then those running backs they have, if they still can't score, maybe you have a Trevor Lawrence problem.
All right, Jay, we appreciate you, man. Football season is here. Next time we talk, games will be played.
Yeah, some of us will be sad. I was gonna hey, overreaction Tuesday next week. Overreaction Tuesday.
All right, bet. We'll put that in ink, man. Get back to those video games.
Got to. All right, y'all.
All right, Jason Jones right there of The Athletic.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.